Good Works, marketing and corporate initiatives that build a better world and the bottom line. Authors: Philip Kotler, David Hessenkeil, and Nancy Lee. Good intentions are not enough. Recent researchers argue that businesses must adopt a shared value mindset that seeks out and capitalizes on business opportunities to create economic value in a way that also creates value for society by addressing its needs and challenges. They criticize most companies for being stuck in a social responsibility mindset in which social issues are at the periphery, not the core. This summary is intended to be a practical management guide for the executives tasked with allocating scarce resources strategically to craft policies and programs that do good for their companies and their communities. What is good? A quick browse of Fortune 500 websites reveals that the umbrella concept of good has many names. We prefer to use the term Corporate Social Responsibility, CSR, and offer the following definition. CSR is a commitment to improve community well-being through the discretionary business practices and contributions of corporate resources. This definition refers specifically to business activities that are discretionary, as opposed to practices that are mandated by law or are moral or ethical in nature and perhaps therefore expected. We use the term marketing and corporate social initiatives to describe major efforts under the corporate social responsibility umbrella and offer the following definition. Marketing and corporate social initiatives are major activities undertaken by a corporation to support social causes, strengthen its business, and fulfill commitments to corporate social responsibility. Causes most often supported through these initiatives are those that contribute to community health, safety, education, employment, the environment, and other basic human needs and desires. Support from corporations may take many forms, including cash contributions, grants, promotional sponsorships, technical expertise, paid and earned media support, employee volunteers, etc. Establishment of a corporate social norm to do good. There are consistent and similar messages from CEOs signaling that commitments to corporate social responsibility have entered the mainstream of corporate dialogue as a must-do. Why do good? Most healthcare professionals promise that if we engage in regular physical activity, we will look better, feel better, do better, and live longer. There are many who say that participation in marketing and corporate social initiatives has similar potential benefits. It appears that it looks good to potential customers, investors, financial analysts, business colleagues, in annual reports, in the news, and maybe even in Congress and the courtroom. It is reported that it feels good to employees, current customers, stockholders, and board members. There is a growing evidence that it does good for the brand and the bottom line as well as the community. And there are some who claim that corporations with strong reputation for corporate social responsibility actually last longer. The six social initiatives. Market-driven initiatives. 1. Cause promotion. A corporation provides funds, in-kind contributions, or other corporate resources for promotions to increase awareness and concern about a social cause, or to support fundraising, participation, or volunteer recruitment for a cause. 2. Cause-related marketing. A corporation links monetary or in-kind donations to product sales or other consumer actions. Most commonly, this offer is for an announced period of time and for a specific product in a specified charity. 3. Corporate social marketing. A corporation supports the development and/or implementation of a behavior change campaign intended to improve public health, safety, the environment, or community well-being. A corporation may develop and implement a behavior change campaign on its own. But more often, it involves partners in public sector agencies. Corporate-driven initiatives. 1. Corporate philanthropy. A corporation does a direct contribution to a charity or cause, most often in the form of cash grants, donations, and/or in-kind services. This is perhaps the most traditional of all corporate social initiatives, and for many decades was approached in a responsive, even ad hoc manner. More corporations are now experiencing pressures, both internally and externally, to move to a more strategic approach, choosing a focus and tying philanthropic activities to the company's business goals and objectives. And the advent of social media, that have led some companies to enlist consumers in determining which nonprofits should receive contributions. 2. Workforce volunteering. Volunteer activities may be organized by the corporation or employees, may choose their own activities, and receive support from the company through programs, including providing time off and volunteer database matching programs. 3. Social responsible business practices. A corporation adapts and conducts discretionary business practices and investments that support social causes to improve community well-being and protect the environment. Initiatives may be conceived of and implemented by the organization, or they may be in partnership with others. The 6 marketing and corporate initiatives have been seen to provide multiple benefits for a cause and for the charity supporting these causes. As many recipients of corporate contributions to their cause have indicated, these initiatives can 1. Enhance public awareness and concern for the cause through support of promotional communication efforts. 2. Support fundraising by encouraging customers and others in the community to contribute to causes. 3. Increase community participation in cause-related activities by providing promotional support and use of distribution channels. 4. Increase the number of volunteers donating their expertise, ideas, and physical labor to a cause by promoting volunteerism in the community and supporting employee volunteer efforts. 5. Support efforts to influence individual behavior change and industry business practices that improve public health and protect environment. At the same time, as these efforts give back to the community, they also give back to the company. They can help build a strong corporate reputation, contribute to overall business goals by opening up new markets or providing opportunities to build long-term relationships with distributors and suppliers, reduce operating costs by adopting new socially responsible business practices, such as procedures that increase efficiency and reduce costs for materials, support marketing, reduce regulatory oversight by working closely with regulatory agencies to meet or exceed guidelines, thereby increasing confidence and building strong relationships for the future. When should a corporation consider a major socially responsible business practice initiative? Some consider the word responsibility, whether at the personal or corporate level, to mean ability to respond, as opposed to a focus on blame. Looking at it from this perspective, a corporation should regularly review and consider new or modified business practices that will improve the quality of life and at the same time provide some net benefit to the corporation, ideally financial, operational, relationship building, or marketing in nature. Developing the initiative. Most professionals recommend that business needs should be identified first. It might be an emerging or current objective for reduced operating costs or improved supplier relations, or reduced regulatory oversight. Or there may be important marketing challenges such as repositioning of the brand or standing out in an undifferentiated crowded marketplace. Next, major social problems are identified that the company could contribute to through altered business practices and investments. As with other social initiatives, a cause should be selected that is substantial, consistent with the company mission and values, and that key publics care about. The actual initiative, business practice to be adopted or altered, is then selected based on the assessment of potential for meeting business objectives and contributing to the social cause. Experienced experts have also stressed the need for an integrated, planned approach for implementation, one involving and backed by executive management. New or revised business practices should be supported through employee communications and any related needs for education and training. And in many cases, there will need to be important changes to infrastructure to facilitate the adaptation of new practices and to ensure more substance than rhetoric. And finally, encourage accountability by setting goals and establishing mechanisms for measuring, tracking, and reporting results. Many recommended developing communications plans that include publishing goals and reporting on progress. And in the event that goals are not met, identifying and then publishing corrective action plans to ensure continued commitment and progress towards the goal. Developing social initiative programs. form internal cross-functional teams to develop plans. Program plans often have the most impact and are most efficiently administered when developed by teams with representatives from various departments within the company. Teams that may include those from marketing, finance, operations, facilities management, human resources, and executive administration. This is especially important at the beginning of campaign planning. When program objectives and goals are established, as such teamwork can be critical to building internal support for activities as well as setting realistic expectations for program outcomes. No good deed goes unpunished. Dealing with cynics and critics. There are many scenarios that lead activists, journalists, consumers, or others to rightly or wrongly publicly criticize corporate social initiatives. Among the more common ones we have identified are a broader debate on the issue that turns a company into a target for being on the wrong side. Pre-existing dissatisfaction with a company or its non-profit partner on one issue that leads to criticism when a company makes claims that it is a positive player in another, unrelated arena. Perceived hypocrisy between a company's social initiative and its behavior related to that issue. Failure to abide by regulations or to receive permission from a non-profit that a company promotes as being the beneficiary of an initiative. Lack of transparency about the amount, timing, or other aspects of a cause-related marketing program. Technical or other issues that arise during an implementation of a campaign. A marketing approach to winning corporate funding and support social initiatives. 1. Start by developing a list of social issues that your organization or agency is currently charged with supporting, and that would benefit from additional resources. 2. Identify a short list of corporations that these social issues might have a connection with, something that relates to their business mission, products and services, customer base, employee passions, communities where they do business, and or their corporate giving history. 3. Approach corporations and or their communication agencies and find out more about their interests and experiences relative to supporting social initiatives. 4. Listen to their business needs. 5. Share with them the social issues your organization supports, the initiatives you are considering or engaging in, and your strengths and resources. 6. Prepare and submit a proposal to those corporations most interested in your social issues. 7. Participate in developing an implementation plan. 8. Offer to handle as much of the administrative legwork as possible. 9. Assist in measuring and reporting outcomes. 10. Provide recognition for the corporation's contribution in ways preferred by the company.